And I'm joined by Councillor, Fine Gael Councillor Declan Ryan of the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District. Good morning, Declan.
Morning, Clem. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, Declan, just having come off the subs bench myself onto the programme, I don't have your motions to hand. So the first one I'm going to begin with is Motion 6, if you might help me out here, please.
You would put me in a spot there, wouldn't you, with the numbers?
Yeah, I know. Your first motion, anyway.
Well, the first motion, if my memory serves me right on the number-wise, was on last April, I had a motion down to write to the NTA for a bus route from Naas via Ardclough to Selbridge and the surrounding areas. So we wrote to the NTA and they replied back saying, yes, they had it in their plans, but of course, one of the biggest problems of everything is money.
Mm-hmm. And what else? That's the usual reply that comes there. What else have you on your agenda at the moment?
I put down a motion last week there to write to the Minister for Infrastructure and get money up for in this year's budget. So fingers crossed that we might get some money from the minister. That was my motion, one of the motions for this month.
Yeah, is that anything to do with what we just spoke with your party colleague Joe Neville about the critical infrastructure, or is it specific to Selbridge Leixlip?
Our clock is part of the municipal district, and they have no bus link whatsoever. In Ardclough, and we want to get a bus link from Ardclough to the likes of Selbridge, Leixlip, Naas and surrounding, and also say people could get the bus from Ardclough, people who live in Ardclough, to the Hazelpatt railway station as well.
And what else was on your has been on your mind lately in terms of issues to do with Leixlip or Selbridge?
Well, the other thing that motion I had down was for the council to up their game in removing growth from signs on the road. Like this year, we had an awful lot of growth, as we all know from the weather we had earlier on in the year. And an awful lot of our signage, you know, turn left, turn right, stop and all these, have been overgrown with vegetation.
Yeah.
So I've asked the council to up their game in removing all that vegetation for road safety, if nothing else.
Actually, Declan, just to help you out there, and thanks to Emma, she's just sending me those motions now. That motion you're talking about is the council undertakes a survey of all public roads within the municipal district to identify road signs where visibility is impaired by overgrown vegetation, hedgerows, etc., as you've just been speaking about. Are we at a time of year now where hedge cutting is permitted or not? Do you know?
I'm not a technical expert, but certain hedges can be cut, but most cutting cannot take place until, I think it's between October and February.
Right, okay.
When is the season so far. But some hedges can be all right, but I wouldn't be able to tell you the exact.
Yeah, I think we're close enough. I think why August is coming into my head, I'm not sure, but I think we're close enough on that. Can the council advise, you were asking this, when the repair works to the footpaths at the Abbey Farm Estate in Selbridge are scheduled to take place? Can you help there?
Yeah, well, it was meant to take place earlier in the year. Unfortunately, the contractor that was doing work in the municipal district, of course, got delayed with the weather earlier on in the year. So this got pushed back. So they had to get a new contractor to do it. So they've hopefully sending it out for tender this month, and it'll be done in end of quarter three, beginning of quarter four.
All right, Councillor Fine Gael, Councillor Declan Ryan, on those four motions that he brought to the recent municipal district meeting of Selbridge Leixlip. Thanks very much, Declan, for that.